This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
It's two parshiot. The parsha of Miketz, Yosef, and the parsha of Chanukah. And Kipshutot, they're not connected. Kipshutot, the story of Yosef, is the parsha of Yosef, and Chanukah is Yavon. You look closely at the Midrashim, Chazal, the Rishonim, all the way to the Paiskim, the early Paiskim, you'll notice that there's a tremendous kesher, connection, between Yosef HaTzadik and the Nes of Chanukah. And not just a diuk, but an open connection. A clear and open connection between Yosef and what happened to Yosef and the story of the Nes of Chanukah. The Sipurna in the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev already points this out. There's a very interesting Sipurna, and he says that from Parshas Vayeshev, everything that happened to Yaakov is a remez to the history of Klal Yisrael in Bayit Sheni and on. Kol hakorot shekara li Yaakov Avinu, from Vayeshev and on, is Bayit Sheni, Sipona, including Geulas Mashiach. That's what the Sipona writes clearly. Bayit Sheni Rabotai is Yavon. Bayit Rishon was Bavel. Galut Bavel was Bayit Rishon. The Galut in Bayit Sheni was Yavon. The Rambam starts off this way. In this time of the second Beis Hamikdash, we suffered from Yavon. So Yavon, you see, clearly is connected to the story of Parshas Vayeshev and Miketz. And in Vayeshev Miketz, the story of Yosef, there's also, like the Sipurna says, Merumiz in the future. The future. The Lashon of the Sipurna is V'gulat L'Keitz HaYamim. ומאז שחזר אל ארץ מגורי אביו היו קורותיו כמו שקרו לנו בבית שני. What happened here is like what happened in בית שני. וחובוני וגלותה וגאולס לקץ היום. So what is the Sipurna telling us? That we should learn Vayeshev and Miketz in the context of Galus Bayit Sheni, which was Yavon. What is the Geula L'Keitz HaYamim? They're going to discuss. One of the Mashiachs is Mashiach ben Yosef. Chanukah is extremely connected to Mashiach ben Yosef. Just to give you a little bit of an introduction, so to speak, Chazal talk about Eirei Shal Mashiach, the light of Mashiach.
Ben Yosef.
Shh. Eirei Shal Mashiach. Chanukah, of course, is about the Eir. Mashiach ben Yosef is about Eirei Shal Mashiach. So you see clearly, clear, open, in the beginning of the Parsha, the Rishonim of the Parsha, that there's something about Yosef and Chanukah. I want to show you a little bit further the connection between Yosef and Chanukah. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, that Rav Kahana said a memra, halacha, that Ner Chanukah Shenichel Lamala Mi'esher Mama, it's no good. You're not Yoitza. Why? Because it's Leshalta Be'ena. You can't see. Higher than 20 Amos, you can't see. The Gemara continues with another Memra from Rav Kahana, that when Yosef was thrown into the pit, it says that they threw him in to save him. The Pasuk says, Vaboy reik ein b'mayim, says the Gemara, Aval nechashim akravim yeshboy. It might have not had water, but it had snakes, had scorpions. So Gemara says, the same way Rav Kahana said this halacha about Chanukah, Rav Kahana says this memra of Habay Reik Ein Boy Mayim, that when they threw Yosef into the pit, there was no water, but there were snakes. The question, of course, is, what's the connection of these two Gemaras? How did the story of Chanukah have to do with the Bay Reik Ein Boy Mayim? What happened over here? What's the connection? So the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is because they were both said by the same Tana, Rav Kahana. And since they were both said by the same Tana, so when they brought this memra for Rav Kahana, Agavurcha, they brought this memra of Rav Kahana. That's the Chayr, the Kipshutai, the Pasha Pshat. A lot of times, what? It's Rav Kahana. Let's bring the Gemara Shabbos, you look it up. A lot of times, when we bring a member from a Tana, we'll bring already a few members from that Tana. But it's interesting, it's like we're talking about Hilchas Chanukah, it's not like we brought one member after another. It's Chaf Aleph, Amid Aleph, leading to Amid Beis. Okay. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Kahana. What you made the mistake is Darish of Nasma Mimishmed Rav Tanchum.
Okay.
So you thought that it's from coming from Rav Tanchum, but it's Rav Kahana's member. Okay. So you're right. We're right. We're both right. The point being that they both said, it was both said by the same person, so we brought one after the other. But it's usually, you would say a string of memories, this. Here it's Chanukah, out of nowhere, Habay Reik Ein Boy Mayim, but it has Nechashim Akrabim. And then it continues with Chanukah. So there's a pshat from the Maram Shik, and many have said it before him and after him, but Maram Shik speaks about it, that it's actually connected. The Chayr of Kahana wants to understand they were trying to save Yosef. So why did they throw him into a pit with Nechashim Akrabim? The idea was Vayatzileu Miyadam. Reuben was trying to save him. So what was the Haboy Reik Eboy Mayim, but it had Nechashim Akrabim? So how were you saving him? And the answer is, it was 20 feet low. It was 20 feet deep. And since it was 20 feet deep, they couldn't see. So that's why it's connected. Esr Mama, your purse is like Shalta Bein, you can't see. Says Rav Kahana, I'll prove it to you. Because you see, they threw him into a pit. They didn't know there were snakes. And the answer is 20. It's interesting. There's a psak halach I saw from Rabbi Yashiv Shlita. That like Shalta Be'ena works from the top to the bottom. If it's higher than 20, Leshalta Be'ena. But from the bottom to the top. But if it's, let's say, from the top to the bottom, for example, you're on a higher, like a mountain, and you're looking down,
you see,
and you can see even more than 20, and therefore, for Chanukah Yoytza. That's how he paskins. He says the problem we only find in Shulchan Aruch is Sheinicha Lamala. But in Nichalamata, we never find such a halacha. It's not like this Maram Shik, right? So it's an interesting halacha. Rav Kahana, B'shem Rav Tanchum, to speak about V'aboy Rekein B'imayim, has its application halacha l'maisa. If you put it lower down, if you put it lower, the same way Rav Kahana is saying higher, 20 is no good. He's trying to say if you put it lower, it's also not good. Meaning according to Ramshik, it's two halachas in Hilchas Chanukah. One is the higher 20, and one is when it's lower down 20. And both are what? Leishalta be'enen yinak yoitza. I would like to point out that could be Rav Kahana was connecting Nes Chanukah with Mitzvahs Hadlokas Ner Chanukah to Hatzolas Ruvein, Hatzolas Yosef, the saving of Yosef. They threw him into a pit to save him. Rav Kahana is being meramis that there's a connection between the lighting of the menorah and Hatzolas Yosef. So you'll tell me, in what Kabbalistic world did I see this? It's the connection. You know, Rabbi Sai, it's not mine. The connection I didn't make. I'll tell you where the connection is made. There's a medrash, a very famous medrash. It's either a medrash pliya, could be it's in other places as well. On the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Hadudayim Nosnu Reyach. The Dudayim. We know who had Dudayim. Reuven picked Dudayim. Val Pischenu Kol Megadim. And on our doorstep, there were sweets. Megadim is sweets. Says the Gemara, the Chazal, the Medrash. Hadudayim Nosnu Reyach. Ze Reuven Shehitzlis Yosef. Val Pischenu Kol Megadim. Zunes Chanukah, Menorahs Chanukah, Mitzvahs Chanukah. Where do you light the candles? On the door, Pesach Habayis. So the Chazal connected Hatzolus Reuven of Yosef. The fact that Reuven saved Yadudoyim Nosnu Reyach. Ze, it doesn't say Ze Reuven. Ze Reuven Shehitzlus Yosef. It says. The lashon of the medrash is Reuven shehitzlus Yosef. Al pischenu kol megadim Chanukah, because you light Chanukah the door. So you see clearly the connection between Reuven saving Yosef with the bar to Nes Chanukah, which is really beautiful in the Gemara, because the Gemara brings Rav Kahana that darshins ner Chanukah shenichu l'malo, and Hatzolas what? Hatzolas Reuven. That Reuven saved Yosef. The question, of course, is what is the connection? What is it? And the Chayyur of Kahana seems to connect it in which point? The Leishalta Ba'ena. Leishalta Ba'ena. Leishalta Ba'ena. You know, the Gemara tells us. And I'm going to start with this now and get more into the topic of Yosef connected to Chanukah. And I'll show you more Rayas and more Mekairis. But the Gemara tells us, on Medrash, if Reuven would have only known, had only Reuven known that the Torah would say, Vayishma Reuven Yatzileu Miyadai, he would have brought Yosef back on his shoulders with a parade, with music. And people ask, the Farshim ask, Reuven was looking for kavod. Had he only known that the Torah would have given him credit, he would have done it in a much more fancy way to get more recognition. And of course the answer is chas v'shalom. That wasn't his intention. Of course it wasn't about kavod. So we, in the past, have given terutzim to this chazal to explain it. This year I would like to give a different pshat. Had only Reuven known, had only Reuven known how far his Hatzolah of Yosef would go legabe Klal Yisrael in the future. Had only he known that his Hatzolas Yosef would have to do with Nes Chanukah. Yeah. Had only he known the consequence for generations to come, he would have done it with tremendous simcha. He thought he's putting Yosef, saving him. He thought now. He didn't realize the atid of Hatzalas Yosef. He didn't realize Hadudayim not Nureach. Now let's get back to our Gemara. Sometimes a person doesn't know because it's far, he doesn't see. It's too far away. Nel Chanukah. It could be Lamala Miyashrim, it's too far for a person to see. So the Gemara tells us, "Habay reik, ein boy mayim, avon the chashim akravim yesh boy," and there was a tremendous ness that happened when Reuven put Yosef into the bar. He didn't know that there was a tremendous ness happening over here. Also, leishalta ba'ena, his eye didn't catch the ness of Chanukah. Didn't see the tremendous nest that was happening here. And that's what Rav Kahana could be. The umik of his words, what he's trying to bring out, Rabotai. Kacha kivanti this year, Haishana pshat, in the connection between Hatzalas Reuven, Tav Yosef, to the Habay Reik Ein B'Mayim. What's the connection? What, just that it's higher than 20 and lower than 20? And how come he couldn't tell that there were snakes over there? And the answer is it was lower than 20. It's gotta be more than that. That's the whole connection. And the answer is there's a tremendous fine point that connects Hatzalas Reuven of Yosef to the ness of Hatzalas Reuven. Of the Hatzalah. It's not just that he saved him. There was a ness. And this ness has something to do with what? With the ness of Chanukah. And Ilu Yada Reuven. If only Reuven would have seen further in advance what the great, in Yiddish we say, uftu. What came about from his ness. Outcome of saving Reuven, of Yosef. He would have done it, mamish, with a tremendous simcha. You know, the Yisod V'Shor HaShavodah writes that Chanukah is miuchad, that a person is supposed to be besimcha. It's miuchad. Simcha on the ness of Chanukah. He's supposed to be very happy about the ness of Chanukah. You look at the Yisod V'Shor HaShavodah. You know about this? We know that the whole Chanukah is about Freilach, yeah. Mm-hmm. Simcha. We give the kids presents. It's brought down in the Achrayim that you got to give the kids presents. You know why? Happy. People think the reason why we give Chanukah presents is because Lahavdil, the Goyim, give there, and it's the same time of the year. No. Right? So you have to have a Chanukah tree. No, I'm just kidding. No Chanukah tree. No, I'm saying, stockings on the menorah? No, I don't mean that. Okay? But the real thing is brought down in Achrayim. It's brought down to Chavos Yoyeh. It's brought down in early Achrayim. That you're supposed to give presents. Why? Because Chanukah is very specific. The Avodah is Simcha. Why? So again, Rabbi said, let's make a quick chazar on what we learned. Okay, like this we hear clearly. We began by saying that the parshias that we read, Yosef going down to Mitzrayim, Paitifera, the jail, that he becomes the melech, right, has nothing to do with Chanukah Chayra. What? Where do you see Chanukah in this? But the truth is, a further analysis in the Rishonim, even earlier in the Chazalim, the Midrashim, you see that there's a very strong connection between these parashiyos and Chanukah. And I showed you clearly in the Sipurna. The Sipurna says that from the time that Yaakov Avinu comes back to his father's house in Eretz Yisrael, which is beginning of Parshas Vayeshev, is a remez. It's a hint. It's a blueprint for all the things that will happen to Klal Yisrael and Bayit Sheni, the Galus, the Churban, and even the Geula L'Keitz Hayamim. Yosef, the story of Yosef, the story of the Beis HaSurim, the story that he becomes the Melech. Yosef becomes the Melech. Is the story of what? Of Bayis Sheni, Yavon. Not Bayis Rishon. The Sipurna says not Bayis Rishon, which is Bavel. Bayis Sheni, which is Yavon. You know, one of the things that came back to Klal Yisrael, the Rambam stresses in Bayis Sheni, was what? The Malchus. Yosef the Melech. Mashiach, Keitz HaYamim, is also Melech HaMashiach. Which Mashiach? Mashiach ben Yosef. The Sipurna is talking the Vius. He's giving us an insight to the future of what's going to happen with Keitz HaYamim, as well as what happened in Bayis Sheni till Keitz HaYamim. It's all in these parashas. You know, another thing I want to show you an interesting. One of the things by Bayis Sheni was that it was Pashtu Yedeyem Bibnoisam Bibnoisam. The Rambam says that they went and they took the Jewish girls. We don't find any other Gullison. In the other Gullison, they threw us out of Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't to take the women, well, that wasn't part of the Gullus. You know, Paitifera was Pashtu Yadam Bibnoisam. The story with Paitifera, the idea of to try to be Mizbailo, to try to work against the issues between Klal Yisrael and the Goy. Paitifera, Yavon was trying to do that. There's a lot of remnants in the parashiyos of Yosef. Here, Rabbi Sai, to the story of Yosef, to the story of Chanukah, connection, and that Sipurna says it. So I tell you that the Gemara already connects Ner Chanukah l'malim yesrim amma, and Tabay Reikim by Mayim, that when they threw him into the pit, the Gemara and Shabbos. What's the connection? So the Maramshik and other Achrayim say the connection is because it was lower than 20 and they couldn't see the Nechash of Akrab. So that's why it's connected to Ner Chanukah. So it's just a connection like Halacha. Why don't you just say very simple? Leishalta ba'ena, because you can't see high. Leishalta ba'ena, you can't see low. I mean, what do you have to prove it? You have to prove it from a bayreik. Go outside and check if you can see. I mean, they don't prove hinicha l'malam yesher mamu, unless maybe it's already a proof for l'malam yesher mamu also. Huh? Maybe it's a proof for l'malam yesher mamu that you see 20 is how far a person could see. How come by Sukkah we don't prove it? Because we already proved it over here. By Sukkah we don't prove it. Yeah, no. So the truth is, many hold that there wasn't 20. If you look at the Maril disc and he says it was less than 10. And he proves it because the halacha is that if a bar is more than 10, havla, there's hevel of the bar. You could die from it. You could choke him. That's why when someone falls into a bar,
10 meter.
Someone falls into a bar, he's mace. So how come he wasn't mace? So the Maril Diskin said you have to say it wasn't 20 the bar, that the bar was less than 10.
Only a few hours.
A few hours, so what? The Gemara says you fall into a bar. The Gemara says that if you fall into a bar, if you fall into a bar right away, you could die. And the Gemara says hevel, the hevel of the bar makes you die. Okay, this is a big discussion. I don't want to go into it in detail now. The point being that maybe we could see deeper the connection between Ner Chanukah and Yosef in the bar. And that is, the Medrash tells us clearly, Hadudoyim nosnu reyach is Reuven. Shehitzel is Yosef. Because Dudoyim is Reuven. V'alpischeinu kol migodim. This is Chanukah, because you light the nearest Chanukah on the door. So you see there's a connection directly between saving Yosef and their Chanukah. What's the connection? So I tell you that the Gemara tells us, had only Reuven known that the Torah would say that Reuven saved Yosef, he would have brought back Yosef with a tremendous parade, with a big fanfare in English. We call it fanfare. So the question is, what, he wants kavod? And the answer is no. And only he's seen further in the future how great the ness that he was gorim by saving Yosef, that had brought around Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah was saying has to do with Hatzolas Yosef, that Reuven saved him. Had he brought him back besimcha, he would have brought him back with tremendous simcha, because Chanukah, the ness of Chanukah, requires much simcha. Why? Why? And another question I have for you, Rabbi Yisai. Why is Chanukah merumis with al pischeinu, which is what we know because you light Chanukah by the door, call megadim. Megadim is sweets. What is megadim? Migdanot? Pastries. Why is Chanukah merumis pastries? Well, pili ploy, mamish pili ploy. Chanukah, pischeinu, ner Chanukah. What about pastries? Yeah, Rabbi said, we're going to talk about Sufganiyot and Chanukah, and the Makar of Sufganiyot and Chanukah. And people think the Makar of it is the bakery down the corner. No, it's not. The Makar of Sufganiyot and Chanukah, Rabbi said, is the father of the Rambam in his Tshuvas. It talks about Sufganiyot. And not just regular Sufganiyot, but Sufganiyot which are sweet. We'll get to it a little bit with jelly inside. We'll get to it in a few minutes. But notice that it says, Val Pischeinu kol migadim. What is kol migadim? And not only do we see sweet, but we also see what, Rabbi Isai? We see the inyan of simcha. He would have brought him back with tremendous parade and fanfare of music. Chanukah is simcha. Chanukah is migadim. And Chanukah is connected to Reuven and Yosef. Tzarich biur, hakol tzarich, ha'inyan tzarich pirush. It needs to be explained. Rabbi say, let me tell you over a meiridika mati meisha that Eliyahu Rabba brings down lalacha. Eliyahu Rabba simin tov reishayin aleph siv katan yud brings from the mati meisha. Amar Maram. There's a whole question if making sudas on Chanukah is a mitzvah or not. It's a shayla if it's a mitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch discusses maybe a little bit. If you have shirois v'shishbachos, it becomes a mitzvah. Okay. So then he says, v'chein matzasi ba'gayis Mordechai, sheyesh k'tzas mitzvah. There is a little mitzvah. Why? Because there's a makar. What's the makar? Shani yontif. Hakoysev, me, Yontif, that's his name, Hakoysev the writer, Kibalti Simon, I got a Simon about this, you know, from where? In Parashas Miketz, this coming week's Parasha. Yosef makes a Suda. You know what it says by the Suda? Utavayach Tevach V'hachim, which means slaughter, make a Shechita of food, and prepare a meal. If you take the word Tevach, Chet, the last ois is Chet, and then Hachin, and you put it together, it's Chanukah. Ois Ches mitavoyach, Vateva v'Hachin, Heim ois is Chanukah. Yeah? The Mordechai, the Rishon. Oh, your rabbi brings it down, Lalacha. Tevaches, Hachin, Chanukah together. Oisius Tavayach Tevach is Gematria Mem Dalit. How many Neiris do we light on Chanukah? Mem Dalit. So it's Merumis in Sudas Yosef with the brothers. Chanukah. Atamai says the Megal Amukis. It's very pashit. You know why? Because Yosef is Chanukah. Every Yom Tov is a different one of the Avos. We have Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, right? Pesach, Shavuos. Sukkis might be Yaakov, Sukkis might be Avram, it's a whole Shiloh. Okay, the tour brings it down, B'shem, his brother, Rabbi Yechiel, right? Chanuk is Yosef, says the Megal Amukis. Yeah. Unbelievable, huh? What's the Shaychus to Yosef? What's the connection to Yosef? What's Shaychus Yosef? I want to tell you a Chiddush Nifla. Yeah? In last week's parasha, Yaakov Avinu leaves the base Lavan, and he's ready to confront Esav. Says Rashi, in the name of Chazal, what made him think that he's ready to leave? Like, what was Gairim? Oh, now it's time to leave. And the answer is Nailat Sitnei Shel Esav. The anti-Esav was born, right? Who was the anti-Esav? Yosef. Why? Because it says in the pasuk, "V'haya beis Yaakov le'esh, v'beis Yosef le'ava," and beis Esav is le'kash. So, if it's fire, what could you do with fire? So, if you have a le'ava, the le'ava could go far. It gives a shoot, you hear? And it burns up. Says the Rashi, from far, you give a spark, it ignites the whole kash. So Yosef becomes the le'ava. And who? The base Yosef becomes the Lahava against Esav. Tell me, what is Chanukah exactly? Is Chanukah something about Lahava? It's about flames? Mm-hmm. It's interesting, huh? Yosef, what? Yosef, Chanukah, flames? I want to tell you something interesting. You know, if someone tells you, give me a good pshat on Chanukah, you know what he would say? The base Yosef as a kasha. Ah, yay days, and he'll give you 100 terutz into the Beis Yosef's kash, and by this time already, Mustama, there's already 200. By the time, and if it's Hashem, by the time Chanukah comes, there might be another sefer that brings 300 terutz into the Beis Yosef's kash. The Beis Yosef went down in history for asking this kash. Does anybody know if this is really the Beis Yosef's kash? Does anybody know about it? No, it's not. It's not the Beis Yosef's kasha. Many have asked this kasha before the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef is just quoting the kasha. And for some reason, that this question, with all the ribuy of the Torah, the unbelievable amounts of Torah that was inserted to answer this kasha, went down in history as credit to the Beis Yosef. Isn't it interesting? Beis Yosef Lahava, isn't that not an interesting, you know, as they say, an interesting observation? That Chanukah and all the Torah of Chanukah is about Beis Yosef. You hear? Beis Yosef Lahava. He said a pshat in the Lahava of Chanukah. Interesting. Okay. You know, Rabbi Isai, let me tell you what Yosef has to do with Chanukah. You ready? Because the truth is, you know what you see? That the actual Mekar is Yaakov Avinu. Because Beis Yaakov is the Eish. From the Eish comes out the Lahava. So Yosef is the spark from the Eish of Yaakov. That's what it says here in the Chazal. Yeah? You know what Chanukah represents? Everybody knows that the light of the menorah represents Torah. There's not one sefer, Rishon, Achron, Kadmon, that doesn't discuss Ayra Taira. Now, what does that have to do with Ayra Taira? Chanukah, we all know, has to do with Taira, the Chachmas of the Taira. As a matter of fact, the Ar HaGonus is Merumis with the Indian of Chanukah. How many neighbors do we light? 36. How many hours did the Ar HaGonus light when the world was created? 36. So this is in the Rekeach. Rekeach says, because Chanukah is Merumis to the Ar HaGonus. And where is the Ar HaGonus today? So this again, the Rekeach tells us, Chazal speak about it, in the Torah. The Rabbi Yishim took the Ar HaGonus and he put it back into the Torah. When Mashiach comes, says the Rekeach, the Bnei Yisoscha speaks about it in pages and pages, Mashiach is going to come and bring back this Ar HaTorah, this Ar HaGonus. That's why we find Mashiach is what? Mashiach is Teiku, Tishbi, Yataris, Kushis, Rabbayis. When Mashiach comes, we won't have any questions. We won't have any difficulties. There will be no darkness, no Chayshich and Torah. Everything will be clear, clear, light. Mashiach brings back Ayach HaTorah, Ayin B'nei Yisoscha, Rekeach. Lots and lots of Torah about this topic. For me to sit here and then emphasize on it, it's not necessary, because every Sefer talks about these Yonim, that Chanukah is about the Ar HaTorah. What I would like to add to this Nakuda, that it's not just Torah. Chanukah, the lesson of Chanukah is, Torah has to be learned a certain way. It has to be learned b'kedusha b'tahayra. The chiddush of Chanukah is not just Torah. The chiddush of Chanukah is b'kedusha b'tahayra. And I'll explain to you where I got this from. The Pnei Yeshua asked the Kasha, we could have taken the Menorah and lit it b'tumah. So the Pnei Yeshua answered, why? Because tumah hutra b'tzibur, we don't need it. Answers the Pnei Yeshua that the Rabbi Nishlam wanted to show us his love. And therefore he went and he took the mitzvah that we did and he made it that it should be tahor, b'shleimut. Okay. I think there's an umek, there's a deeper point here in this Pnei Yeshua. The emphasis is not only on the menorah, tmei and biyat tahirim, even the war, we emphasize tmei and biyat tahirim. You know why? You know what the Yavanim wanted? They liked Bible. They liked Talmud. They liked it all. It's great. They wanted to take out from Torah the Kedusha and the Tahir of Torah. The purity. The Tahir of Torah. That's why they were Metame everything. Why did they walk into the Beis HaMikdash? They were Metame. Do, but not the Tahir. To be Metame, V'timu kol hatshmanim. That's why when we came back, what do we say? The emphasis was no Tahira, no Kedusha. Not like you Yavan who wants us to learn Tahira. Shalai b'Kedusha, u'shalai b'Tahira. They didn't want Bris. Bris is the union of Kedusha and Tahira. They didn't want Shabbos, which is Kedusha Shabbos. They went after everything which has to do with Kedusha. Even Rosh Chodesh, Rabbi Yisai. You know what Rosh Chodesh is? Rosh Chodesh is you mekadesh the Chodesh. You ever see what's called Rosh Chodesh? Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush Levana. Kiddush, Chodesh. The idea is the mekadesh. They wanted to take away anything that has the word Kedush in it, like delete. On the computer you have a delete button. They wanted to delete every time it said the word Kedusha. Every time it said the word Tahir, out. So what did the Nes of Chanukah come? To tell me, no, it has to be B'Kedusha. It has to be B'Tahira. The Menorah is Torah. But it has to be what? Menorah has to be Torah B'Tahira. What was the Chiddush of Yosef HaTzadik, Rabbi Yisai? What was the Chiddush of Yosef HaTzadik? What was the Chiddush of Yosef HaTzadik? Yosef HaTzadik, he's called Tzadik. Does anybody know why he's called Tzadik? Ma'isa Paitifera. That's why he's called Tzadik. Kedusha. Yosef was Mechadish. In the Eish, in the fire, it's fire plus Kedusha. It's fire plus Tahira. It has to be Tahar. Yeah. So the remis of the Ness of Atzolas Yosef is merumis in the Ness of Chanukah. It's merumis, the Ness of Atzolas Yosef. The miracle of saving Yosef is the miracle later on. That's going to be the miracle of saving Tzadik, Kedusha. Yeah. Kedusha, Tzidkus. In Torah, you know, Yankov Avinu taught all his Torah to Yosef. Kol Mashalomad B'Shevei, he gave it over to Yosef. Yosef packaged it with Tzadik. Yosef packaged it when he came to Mitzrayim. Eich Esa Rag Doila. He did an unbelievable thing. Yisoid. It's called Yisoid. The Swarm call him Yisoid. Tzadik Yisoid Oilam. Why? Because the foundation is Kedusha and Tahira. You can build Tahira, Avaida, but if there's no Kedusha Tahira, there's no Yisoid. That's why it's called Tzadik. Yisoid, Oilam. Yisoid. This rabbi says in the Zohar, Tzadik Yisoid Oilam. This is the Chiddush of Yosef, and I'll prove it to you. You ready? Ben Skunim. What does Ben Skunim mean? Yosef was the Ben Skunim that his father taught him everything. Kol Mashalomad B'Shem Ve'Avery taught him. The Balaturim says Skunim is an Utrikin. You have to take the word Skunim and break it up. Zayin is Rayim. Kuf, Kachim. Nun, Nashim. Yud is Yeshua's. The Zikin is called Yeshua's. Chais and Yeshua's. And the Gemara breaks up the pasuk. Yeshua's is called the Zikin. So Yud, he says, is Yeshua's. Mem, what's Mem? Is Mayid. The only one that's not there is what, Rabbi? Say, no? Tyrus. What happened to Tyrus? How come his father didn't teach him Tyrus? I never understood this Balaturim. He taught him Zgayim, Zrayim, Kachim, Nashim, Nezikin, and Mayid. Why didn't he teach him? No?
It's not beautiful.
No? Because Tyrus was Yosef on his own. That he wasn't taught by his father. Tyrus, Yosef had to learn and be Mechadish on his own. What do you say? Meiridik, huh? Rabbi Weiss. Meiridik, yeah, he gave him Zroyim and Moyin and Kachim. Teira, he gave him unbelievable amounts of Teira. Tyrus, go learn on your own. Go to Mitzrayim. Tyrus is your limud. It's your mesecht. Malatun, huh? Huh? Now, Rabbi Isai, I understand Yosef, the saving of Yosef, the Ness of Atzolos Yosef to the Ness of Chanukah, which is Kedusha and Tahira in Torah. Oir HaTorah, the light of Torah, can only be seen and can only be felt if Torah is learned properly. You learn Torah and you don't learn it the way it's supposed to be learned. So you don't see the oir, you don't see the light in it. When you learn it, B'Kedusha B'Tahira, then you tap in. You tap into the Or HaGonos in the Torah. You want to hear a deeper pshat, and I'll tell you a deeper pshat in it. What covers over that Or HaGonos? Layers and layers of Gashmi. Layers and layers of Tumah. You know, when the sun is out and there's an eclipse, if you look straight at the sun, you become blind. So how do you look at the sun? You block it. You take glasses that are layers of dark, and you block it. You know what blocks someone from seeing the Aragonas? Layers and layers of tumah, layers and layers of gashmi. So if you have kedush in the taira, and you're able to look and see the oyer, the light of the Aragonas of the taira, and Yosef was able to tap into that. That's Mashiach ben Yosef. Is the klarkeit, that clarity when Mashiach comes. Yeah? The klarkeit when Mashiach comes. And the Mela will have Tishbi Yitar, it's Kushi Abayis, Oyrishal Mashiach. That's called the Oyrishal Mashiach. We think Mashiach comes with headlights. Some of you say Oyrishal Mashiach means a special, like, you know, on the shoes they have lights, like on the sneakers. Blinking lights. Maybe Mashiach also says blinking lights. Oyrishal Mashiach. Eireshul Mashiach Abayis is the clarity that there's no tumah and there's no taiva. It's molar, it's Deus Hashem, the klarkeit, the clarity. That clarity brings Torah or Hagonus, and we won't have any sveikus in learning. Okay. Now let's talk donuts. Everybody knows Chanukah is about donuts, right? What else is Chanukah about? What? Menorah? Nah. Learning? Oh. Dreidels and donuts. Dreidels and donuts. You want to know, someone even told me that the actual dreidel is Nes Gadol Hayasha or? No. Goshen. It has to do with Goshen. Right, you know that. You teach little kids. What do you teach them with Goshen? Either it's Nes Gadol Hayasham, or it has to do with Goshen. What does Goshen have to do with anything?
Yeah. Separation.
Separation. We'll teach them. The Bnei Yisrael talks Barichas about it. That the dreidel has to do with the separation between the Yid and the Goy. Goshen. Yosef. What was Yosef's Chiddush? We're telling you the whole idea is the Havdalah, the separation between Kedusha and Taira, Tmei and Biat Torah, Mishay and Biat Tzadikim, Yosef, Goshen. You see the Meidik connection. The separation. Nes Gadol HaYasham or B'Goshen has something to do with Goshen. You remember the whole Nutrik and how it works with the dreidel and Goshen?
Of course not. Nes.
Oh, the whole thing is Geishna. The dreidel is Geishna.
The letters.
You know that, right? Oh, it's brought down somewhere? It's brought down?
Geishna.
The Bnei Yisrael talks about it. The early people talk about it. The dreidel has to do with the Havdalah, the separation. Yosef, you see clearly, Yosef has to do with the dreidel. And Chanukah. Okay. How about the donut? Okay. So I want to tell you that the donut, actually, Eben Ezra speaks about the donut. Eben Ezra made up a poem, a song, to be sung on Shabbos Chanukah. And in it, Eben Ezra writes, Ichlu mashmanim usoilus revucha. Soilus revucha means fried in oil. A latke that's fried in oil. Eben Ezra talks about the latkes, you hear? But he still didn't talk about the jelly donuts. Latkes is oil. Okay, the oil part I got. Why the oil? Because the oil... The oil is the shaman of the Ness. But I still don't know where the jelly and the donut or the cream today. Today they made it a little bit more... It's been a little more updated, so you have cream. Yeah, so, I mean, okay, sometimes it's very hard to find the cream, but Akaponim, it's supposed to have cream in it, right? It's supposed to have jelly. Where did that come from? So I want to read to you the father of the Rambam. Oysev Kisva Yodus Atikim, Yerushalayim Tafshin Hey. They have old Ksav Yads, and they have from the Rambam, the father of the Rambam. Yeah? Rabbeinu Maimin Aviyah Rambam. It's called Kovit Sridu Palit, and they have writings from older. So listen to the father of the Rambam. Father of the Rambam, yeah? He writes that a person shouldn't be Mavaza any Minog. You should be careful to keep all of the minhagim, including, no, which minig? To eat jelly donuts on Chanukah. And he says, Upasat haminig. The minig became widespread. Lasoi suvganim. Comes right out of the Rambam. Yes, suvganiyot. It comes right out of the Rambam. Hanikroyim ba'arvi alsping. Alsping, no?
Sphinge.
Sphinge. That's what it is, you know, sphinge? That's what they call it in Arabic, suvganiyot? Okay. Hey, matzepiches bitvash. Sweet! And honey! What happened? That's what Hanukkah turned into, jelly donuts. The Rambam was. What happened? You know, Rabbi Yisai, David HaMelech was far from being a Zoylul V'Soyvei. Right? David HaMelech is the last person I would think that's into, you know, tasty foods. And yet he comes and he says, you know what Torah is compared to? I'm a sukim midvash. The knife is sufim. What is knife is sufim? Jelly donuts. Pastries. What's he talking about? What's the Rambam talking about? What's David HaMelech? Honey with pastries. What are you talking about? Sounds like a child. A child talks about candies and then cakes and imagine someone's gonna come and say, the Constitution, it's more delicious than a freeze pop. What's freeze pop? What are you talking about? You saw that beautiful, beautiful poem? It's so good, it's almost like a chocolate bar. Chocolate bar. What do you say? So the Chafetz Chaim asks this for a kasha. He doesn't speak it out as a question, but he says a pshat. He says that there's a halacha by sugar, by dvash, by honey. Chafetz Chaim. In his Akdamot Lekutei Halachos of Kachin. That it's not... The halacha is this bitl b'shishim by iser. If it's honey, you don't even need shishim. It could be even more than shishim, and the honey could be less than echad b'shishim against it. You know why? Because honey's strong. Honey's strong, so honey, the taste of honey can be mevatel, non-kosher, even when it's more than shishim. So he says, hamasukim midvash. Tyre is even sweeter than honey, because a little bit tyre could push away a lot of no good. Mesukim midvash, yeah. A little bit tyre can mevatel a lot of non-kosher that a person has within him. Azayzok the Chofetz Chaim. The Shlach Kaddish says a different pshat. The Shlach Kaddish learns in Shvuas and Hilchas Shvuas, Hamesukim midvash. What's Mesukim midvash? How much honey could a person eat already? He can eat one bite, two bites. The more you eat, the more you can't take it. Tyre is the opposite, says the Shlach. Mesukim, it's more sweet than honey. The more you eat it, the more you want it. Yeah, that Shlach? David HaMelech is teaching us how sweet Tyre is. That the more you eat, the more you want to eat. What about Neufis Sufim? Why does he compare it? So good, I hear why he compares it to Tavash. Why does he compare it to Neufis Sufim? And basically, let me tell you what I think the Pshat is. You hear? I think the Pshat is, there's a beautiful interview in a sefer called Mipihem. They interviewed G'dayla Yisrael, and they interviewed Reb Shmuel Birnbaum, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, who had tremendous avos haTorah. So he was asked, how does someone get geschmack, an enjoyment of Torah? How does someone get avos haTorah? So he answered, to know good. When you know clear, when you understand good, then you get avos haTorah. To know, and you don't know 100% what's going on, you're not going to enjoy it that much. Metikut haTorah, the sweetness of Torah is felt when you enjoy it. Only when you understand it. Good. And he says, and further on in that conversation, a Meirdik of Marshall, he says there was a time where a child wouldn't eat meat. Who gives a baby meat? It's too hard for him to eat. But if you take the meat, today we give in jars. We give meat. Chicken. How do we give chicken and meat in jars? And the answer is we prepare it properly. Make it soft.
Grind it.
We grind it. Good. Right? Well ground. Then it becomes what? Edible even for the child. That's what he says over there. Now I understand what he's saying. David HaMelech. I want to go back to explain. David HaMelech saying, "Amari de Kavart." Hanechmadim izav. I'm sorry. Hamisuki midvash. It's sweeter than honey, but you can't eat raw honey. Can you eat raw? Could you? How much? Can a person eat? The knife is suthim, but if you prepare it and you put it into a cake, into a pastry, you can eat and you can not stop eating. If it's prepared. Delicacy. If it's prepared as a pastry, personally, how much honey could he eat? A spoon, two? He could eat up a whole honey cake. He could eat up. I could sit down and eat up a box of donuts. You know what I mean? The knife is soup, yeah? Because if it's well ground and well prepared, it's delicious, yeah? That's the rabbi side, the inyan of the jelly donuts. You know what the jelly donut is? It's a suganiyan. It's a piches bedvash. You hear what he calls it? It's about the mon, the honey, the sweet. And where do you get the sweet? You take a bite, take a second bite. You find the sweet in it. Inside, you hear? There's a sweet. Sometimes you have to get a few bites till you find the sweet. And sometimes very little sweet, depending on where you buy the donut. Pakal padin. This is the Indian. Now I want to tell you something interesting. What brings Mesikos HaTayr? What brings Mesikos HaTayr? So I want to read to you a Medrash Sheikh HaTayf. Ki Masaka Arvatayv Leinayim. It's a Pasuk in Tehillim. Rab Abba Aymer, Ma Mesukim Divrei Torah Shenim Shalu Ka'ar. You know what's very sweet about Divrei Torah? The Ar of it, the light of it. That's what's sweet about Nimshlul Ar. It's compared to light. Shenamar, ki ner mitzvah v'tayra ar. You know, Chanukah is the pasuk of ner mitzvah v'tayra ar. So it's sweet. What is it that makes that Ar HaTayra sweet? So I want to read to you a Yalkut Mishlei Tezvav. The Yalkut Mishlei says, Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Misam Chelev. When is it Misam Chilev? Mitzvah Hashem Bara, when it's clear. Medrash Mishlei, it's a Medrash Rabbi say. When it's clear. You know when it's Pekudei Hashem Yisharim? When it's Mitzvah Hashem Bara, Me'ira Seinayim, clear. It becomes clear. Now I understand. Ar HaTayra is about clear. The light of Torah. The light of Torah is Simcha, Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Misam Chelev. It's also about what Rabbi say, Masag, that it's sweet. Chanukah, yeah, is a remiss to that Ur, that light of Torah, that's learned B'Kedusha V'Tahira, and therefore is a special union of Simcha. In the Hadlakas Ner Chanukah, there's a special inyan of Simcha in Hadlak and the inyan of Mesikos, sweet. Now I understand why the Neiris HaChanukah compared to what, Rabbi Isai? Val Pischeinu Kol? Megadim. I asked you, why is Ner Chanukah Megadim? Delicacies, the sweets? No, what's the Pshat? Haduda Yimnas Nureyach. We saved Yosef. Reuven saves Yosef. The nest of saving Yosef. Therefore, we have Chanukah. But what Chanukah? Which part of Chanukah? Al pischeinu kol megadim. No, meidik, huh? Sweets, pastries, goodies. Megadim are goodies. Donuts. Chanukah is donuts. Yeah, megadim. Chanukah is donuts. It's clear words, it's mamish klar, it's open. Hadudo yimnos nureyach Ruvain. Ruvain says Yosef. So what do we have? Mapischenu nes Chanukah. But what? Megadim. Because through Yosef, which is Kedushin Taira, Taira is sweet. Meira seinayim. Mitzah Hashem Baruch. Meira seinayim. And then it's Pekud Hashem Yisharim. Misamche Leiv. And I'm going to tell you a little bit more. You ready, Rabbi Isai? When you learn with Kedushin Taira, you're able to dwell deep into the Torah to get the Razi Torah, to get the secrets of Torah. That's the second part of the Balaturim. You look at the Balaturim, Balaturim says, no, read the Balaturim. No, Ben Skunim. Skunim is Gematria what?
Mizraim.
No, that's the first, that's one part. Then he says the second part. Ben Skunim is Gematria Roz Torah.
Yes.
The Roz, the secrets. Razi Torah. He gave him the Razi Torah. Okay. How does one reach Razi Torah? How does one get to the Razi Torah? How does one see the depth of what's in the Torah? I'll tell you. You ready? You ready, Rabbi? I'll tell you. There's a Zoya that writes, Razi Torah is called Maftechos Pnimiyos, the inner keys. You know, Rabbi say, when somebody is not related to you and you have to let him into the house, you know what you give him? You give him a second set of keys that he can get maybe through the front door before he gets to the regular door, so he could drop something off over there, right? You don't want him in your house. If he's related to you and you're not really that close to him, so you can give him maybe the key to the front door, but you lock all the bedrooms, right? You're not going to... You don't want him just snooping around in your bedroom. If he's related to you and he's your brother, you'll let him snoop in the bedroom, right? You don't care. But you don't give him the key to the safe. You don't give him the key to the inner rooms. But if he's your son, what do? You give him the key to the inner rooms. So the Zohar says, the Maftechos Pnimiyos, which is the Razei Torah, are only given to Ben. If you take a look, we talk about Torah Shivenu Avinu L'Sayrasecha. Why? Because we want that the Rabbi Hashem should give us, as a Ben, the inner keys. This is all Zayar Torah. It's in the Zayar, in a few places this is brought down. Chanukah is something very unique. By Chanukah it says, V'achar kach bo bonecha L'dvir be... Why is it talk about bonim? Bonecha... And what does Dvir Beisecha mean? Does anyone know what Dvir Beisecha means? Dvir means the inner rooms of your house. Dvir, it's the inner rooms of your house. Acher kach bo Chanukah is Kedushin Taira, where we become Bonim to tap into Razei Taira, the depths of the Taira. And that's Bonim, like children, that was given to us. The keys, the maftechos, pnimiyos, that only banim have. Not everybody has. Acher kach bo banecha l'dvir beisecha. Don't say to the beis hamikdash. The dvir, which is the inner of your bayis, of your home, as children, as banim that are given the inner keys, because it's a remez for the razei Torah. Now let me tell you, Rabbi Isai. In order to appreciate Torah, it has to be learned by Kedusha v'Tahira. Now, Kedusha v'Tahira doesn't only have to mean arayas, bad thoughts, bad pictures, internet. It means that for sure, but it doesn't only mean that. It can mean also bad midas. Bad midas is just as treif, it's just as non-kosher as bad thoughts. You know, in this week's parasha, we have a myriadic thing. Why does Yosef stop in the Aveira, in the tracks, and he says, I'm not going to do this Aveira. Eich esara g'dayla azois. So you would say, because arayot. How can he do arayot? How? That's not what it says. You know what it says? Eich esara says the sipurna, l'shalem ra tachas toiva. How can I do this to my master?
Midas.
Yeah. It's just as bad. The bad Midas is just as evil as the Aveir of Arayis. It's also evil. You know, they say over, my grandfather told me that the Alter from Slabotka, he had someone who used to make him porridge every day. Every day someone made him porridge. The person who made it had to leave. He had to go away for a simcha, family simcha. So he left yeshiva for a few days. So they got someone else to do it instead of him, another bacher. That bacher tried to outdo the first bacher, that he did makes a better porridge. So what, he put a little more butter and a little more sugar. He tried to make it more, you know. He brings it to the altar and he leaves the room. And all of a sudden, people hear that the altar starts yelling and screaming, Chazer! Tarfis! Treif! People start coming running, and they told the guy, what did you do? What did you feed him? He said, I don't know, what kind of treif are we talking about? They walked into the room, and they said, Rebbe, what happened? So the Alt of Slabotka said, bid me, this is also treif. Gaiva is also treif. To try to outdo the other guy is also treif. It's also chazer. Kedushin Tayer Abaisai doesn't have to only mean bad thoughts of Ishus, of Arayus. It can mean bad thoughts and midas of kinna and sinna. Torah needs b'gedusha v'tahira in order to see the Ar HaTorah, in order to see the beauty of Torah. Yeah, that's the only way you'll be able to tap in to the beauty and mesikus, the beauty and the mesikus of the Torah. It's so important. Chanukah, it should be tahar, shemen. Zayis, Zach, Kostis Lamar, broken up, pure, clean. If it's clean, then you can see through to see the Ar HaTorah. If it's not clean, you can't see the Ar HaTorah. There's a beautiful story that they bring down from Rebbech Ber, it's in the Rebbech Ber book, that he once understood a beautiful, difficult Rajba. Finally understood Pshat Rajba that he worked on for a very long time, and he exclaimed afterwards, Rabbeinu Shloilam, ah, this Rajba is so sweet. So sweet. Then all of a sudden he caught himself and he said, No, Rabbeinu Shloilam, I'm sorry. Your whole Torah is sweet, not only this Rajba. So I was thinking to myself, what is this pshat in this story? What does this story mean? You know what I think the story means? At that moment that he got clear, the Rajba became clear. He tapped into the Ar HaTorah, and he realized how the entire Torah is sweet. He was nisragish. He became moved by a feeling, an overwhelmed feeling of how beautiful the whole Torah is. How sweet. Then Hanichmadim Izav, Kud Hashem Yishar Misam Chelayv. He tapped in when? Because it was Mitzvah Hashem, Bara Meira Seinoyim. He realized how sweet, how beautiful, how delicious the Taicha was. And he tapped into it at that moment that he chapped the Raj, one Rajba, that he got clear, moved him. That he should realize the entire Torah is beautiful. The Aragonas in the Torah is beautiful. Brought down in the Maisa Ish from the Chazon Ish, a beautiful, actually two beautiful stories. One beautiful story is brought down that he was learning a certain sugya, and he was mechadish a chiddush in that sugya. What did he do? He told his nephew, "You see this chiddush? This chiddush I have to leave for Friday night. Why? Because only Friday night, when you have an Ishami Yisera, could you fully enjoy this pshat." This is, a person buys himself for Shabbos his newspaper and his special wine and his drink, you know, and he's all ready for Shabbos. The Chaznish had his special chidush that he was mechadish, special for Shabbos. He kept it for Shabbos, you hear? Like people keep a special, drink that they like or special shoes, this I'll put away for Shabbos. The Chaznish put away special chidushim that he himself was mechadish, that he's going to look at it on Shabbos, because only on Shabbos you can appreciate the enjoyment, the geschmack of this pshat. It's brought down in the Maisish. Another story is brought down in the Maisish. He was pacing back and forth, and he said over the Gemara Askufa, that the door's ledge could be considered lifnim or machutz. It could be sometimes part of the inside of the house, or it could be sometimes part of the out, depending on where in the skufa of the door. For Hilchus Rishuyus or Shabbos. And he kept on saying it over again, over again. So they asked him, his family, well, so, okay, so continue, go to the next. He kept on saying it, skufa. He says, I can't part with it. I love it so much. It's so sweet, the words of the Gemara. It's so sweet. I can't. It's like a guy, he can't control himself. He has to eat another piece of cake and another piece. It's the same cake. Go to another cake. You ever see a guy likes a certain candy bar, yeah? A guy likes a certain candy bar or a certain piece of chicken. You know, not chicken. He's a piece of cake, you know. He eats the first piece, then the second. Go, there's 20 different candies. I like this one. I can't. I need another piece of this one. Again and again. This is when you tap in to the Or HaGanuz of the Torah. Hanukkah, Rabbi Yisai. When you eat the jelly donut. I'm not telling you not to eat the jelly donut. Think of the Mesukim Midvash V'Noifesuf of the Torah. That's what you're supposed to think. I eat the donut. I think the Torah. This, Rabbi Yisai, I believe, is the pshat in two things. Why was the remez for Sudas Chanukah Tavoyech Tevach V'Hochim by Yosef? And that's the pshat. Because the Suda of Chanukah was not meant, yeah, the Suda of Chanukah was not meant to have a geshmak as the food. It's not about the food. It's Tavoyech Tevach. You know what Tavoyech Tevach is? Shechita. Kashrus. Yosef, you know, the Gemara tells us that the Mitzrayim didn't eat together with the Yehudim because it was Goyal. They couldn't. Nobody ate at Yosef's Shabbos table. They couldn't eat by him. Tavoyach Tevach in Mitzrayim, Yosef's table that he made for the brothers was kosher. That's the Sudas Chanukah. The Sudas Chanukah, yeah, but it's food, but it's not about the food. It's about the shirois v'sishbachos that you say at that table. That's why the Sudas Chanukah, according to the Mati Moshe's Merumas, where? Where is it, Merumas? In the Tavayach Tevach V'Hachem, that Yosef made a Suda in Mitzrayim. There's a Ma'ar V'Shemesh that says something beautiful. He says, you know where Chanukah's Merumas in Yosef? Yosef said a pasuk to his children, Elikim Yachnecha B'ni. Remember that?
Yes.
Yosef tells his children. Binyamin. He said it to Binyamin. Not to, right? To Binyamin. Halakim Yachnecha Bini. Yachnecha is Chanukah.
What about Yud?
Huh?
What about the Yud?
Halakim Yachnecha. That's the Mar Vashemish Yosef. Halakim Yachnecha. Why Bini? Why Yachnecha Bini? And the Teretz is Yachnecha means to give a present. Bni, my son, v'achakach bo bonecha. Teira, ata chaynantanu l'madu teiresecha. Chaynein, ata chaynein. Teires chinun, it's a present. Ata chaynein, on das. Yeah? Chaynein, elikim yachnecha, bni. The son. Bo bonecha, the razi teira, chinun. The remez is Yosef with the kedusha of the tahira, the inyan of razi Torah of Chanukah is berumas. That's what I believe the pshat in the Mar v'Shemesh is alakim yachnecha b'ni. I wish you all beautiful freilach Chanukah. Freilach means simchas haTorah. Zis, they used to say freilach and zis of Chanukah. Zis is also the Torah. Sukkah midrash. When you eat the donut and you eat, remember the mesikos and the simcha of the Torah that it's melumis in the Eira Torah of Chanukah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.